Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. A city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York. Never sleep, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Woo! Welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and thanks to Blue Eyes for kicking off Thursday here. It's going to be a great day. We're going to really I'm going to go for my record-breaking 6 hours today, or close to it. As later on today, we're going to dedicate a lot of our shows to our Love in Action, a homeless mission, coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Today, we have Kendra is going to be joining us live on Journey in the Light and also live on Facebook. She is amazing, brand new psychic medium to the show, large following. She's really a great energy about her. Greg King from Lilydale will be here before that, and then Psychic Little T before that. So, but right now, so join us this evening. Find out more about, we're going to talk about Lourdes France and how we're going to connect that to Love in Action. I think that's a great connection, but I'll talk more about that later on in the programs tonight. So join us now as Linnea Starr is here, as she is every Monday and Thursday here at this time, 5 o'clock Eastern time. Taking your phone calls, so dial on into the show. 347-884-8245. And to speak to Linnea, make sure you press that 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. And if you would like to contact Linnea for private sessions, which she does do, you can reach her at her website, LinneaStar.com. The link is on the show page. Also, the phone number, 978-549-7802. That is also on the show page if you missed it there. Okay, alrighty. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in our guest here. Linnea, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you. I hope you're feeling better. You sound very much energized. So I hope that you took care of yourself and you're all fine and well. So that's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Making a recovery, mostly back, I would say.
Good.
But,
good.
Yes.
And that song
good.
Certainly energizes everybody. That's a classic, and Blue Eyes is everybody's favorite. So thank you for starting us off with a big bang.
Always for you, Linnea.
Thank you.
Get you some songs I know you really love. So, yes, I agree with you. Before we go to calls, what's the topic today, Linnea?
Yeah, I happen to be looking up for some saint references, and today is the feast day of Saint Pantaleon. I think that's how it's pronounced. He is the patron saint of doctors, midwives, crying children, people that are lost and need to be found. And his claim to fame, he was born in a small town in Turkey called Nicodema. And he was such a good doctor that the emperor requested that he take care of him, which he did. And then the emperor found out that this saint was a Christian, and he made it very difficult and offered him a choice, either deny his faith and return to paganism or face torture and death. And the saint stood firm in his faith and decided that he could not deny his Christianity, and so he was executed. So today is a remembrance of him and all the good that he did to help people that were ill, and also to stand strong in his faith and not deny what he was. And I just thought that that was a warrior, and I wanted to mention him.
Well, great, great, yeah. It's amazing the number of saints who have stood their ground and stand on their faith and faced
martyrs.
Horrible deaths. And yes, martyrs, right. Yeah. Well, thanks for bringing that up.
And he is the patron saint of medical doctors. So, you know, hopefully he will continue to watch over us with light and love. And let's rock the phone lines. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Linnea, for always bringing up great topics here each Monday and Thursday. And let's go to the phone lines. Folks, call on in 347-884-8245. Right now, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And let's go first, area code 509. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My first name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington.
Thank you so much for joining us. And do you have a question that you would like to pose to the universe tonight to see if we could, you know, give you some guidance? What would you like to ask?
I think employment. I recently graduated with my bachelor's degree, and I'm transitioning, but I am having to learn the hard way that it really is hard when you start your career. And so,
right. Well, congratulations. And the thing is that sometimes we have to take a stepping stone that we're not really wanting. Sometimes we take an opportunity to open a doorway for us. So I am going to say, have you been interviewing at all? Has anyone, you know, requested that you come in for an interview?
No, I applied to 6 law firms recently, and I haven't heard from anyone. I just sent out my resume. I haven't heard anything, but I decided to open up my possibilities a little bit more and contacted a temp agency and just start off in a regular office. And so I have an interview tomorrow, but I don't know I'm still kind of stuck in, like, I need to be in a law firm. I want a law firm. I went to school for this.
Of course.
Like, I want that.
Of course you do. Right. Are you a paralegal?
No. I got my political science. Political science.
Great. Well, I'm going to say that somebody might request a paralegal person, and that's down the road. So I think once you start to work in this temp office, a lot of opportunities will come your way because you're out in the field. You're out there doing something. You might start out as a paralegal, and I do see women and children. So are you hoping to do something to help abused women and children at all in your future?
No, but it would be, I would be open to that.
All right. I think the opportunity that I see that could be, you know, materializing at the end of the summer might be a place where they're looking for someone that does that kind of paralegal work, and they might assist women in transition and children in transition. And that might lead you to a cadre of the law firm that you really would like. They're also showing me the court system. So are you hoping to work directly in an actual courtroom setting? Is that something that would make you happy?
Yeah, I want to become an attorney, but really my goal is to become a judge. But I know you have to, you know, work yourself up. And recently I thought, okay, I need to really be smart and really get all those skills that I can. And since I'm bilingual, I thought, why not get certified so I can translate in a court?
Right.
And so
interpreter. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a process, but I'm looking into that.
All right. And the other thing is, too, as you, you know, grow and develop and get into different places, you're going to make a lot of contacts. So I think a lot of people that will mentor you could see you in the interpreter setting. You might work with abused women and children, and, you know, sometimes that population needs an interpreter. And I'm going to say they keep showing me San Francisco around you. Do you happen to have a connection to California at all?
No, not really.
How old are you now?
23.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say, I think in your lifetime, in your, you know, future, something takes you to California. It could be, a relationship. It can be your work. But I think eventually, I'm hearing the song, you're going to end up in California, and you actually might do something as a juvenile court judge. I'm hearing juvenile court, children in transition, teenagers, young teenagers that have taken the wrong pathway. So I'm going to say, I think you might end up doing something in the court system as a juvenile justice judge. So good luck. Let us know what comes to you. It looks like, it looks like you have a beautiful destiny ahead of you to help and serve public service. And do you have someone named Randy around you, or Randall? Is there anybody with that name? Do you have that name in your life right now? All right, well, listen for that. That's in your future. And good luck with the job tomorrow. I think you're going to get it.
Thank you. And I think it's really interesting that you say that, because once I move back to my hometown, this interview is in my hometown, I'm thinking about volunteering as a court-appointed attorney, or a court-appointed guide
advocate
for foster kids. I'm planning to do that on the side once I establish myself, just volunteering.
So you are caring and compassionate, and I think that in and of itself, your karmic blessing will come back tenfold. So please, good luck. Let us know what comes true, and I think you're going to get the job tomorrow. Take care.
Thank you. Bye, Michael.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Good luck. Let us know.
Yep.
We'll be praying for you. Okay, you got it. All right, take care.
Very
all
energetic.
Righty. Yes, yes.
Sweet voice.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yes, our future workers of America. I don't know what's the word.
Yeah.
Our future stars of America.
That's it. Good word. Good word.
Let's go to area code 347, New York. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Yes, this is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you?
I am good, Linnea. How are you?
Good. That song tonight was meant for you. I love New York.
Yeah.
Are you near New York City at all?
Yes, I'm about 45 minutes away from New York City.
Oh, that's an awesome place. New York has a very wonderful pulsating energy. And what question would you like to ask tonight to the universe?
I wanted to ask the universe and you a love question. If you pick up anything for me as far as contacting or seeing again, reuniting with someone named Nick from my past.
All right. Is it a gentleman?
Yes.
Okay. And how long ago was the connection? How much time is involved?
It's been about 3 years, going on through 3 years. It's been since 2016, August.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that I think this individual might be thinking about you and you're thinking about them. Have you reached out to them at all to make a connection?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, you know, that's called crystal visualization. Sometimes we're thinking of, you know, people and they're also responding in their heart. I think you might want to reach out to them. Are they on Facebook at all? Can you use that venue to make a connection?
I'm not sure, and I'm kind of shy about it because of the way things ended, but I always dream. I still have dreams about him, and I feel like sometimes I can feel him for some reason, so that's why I decided to ask because it's
all right. Yeah, that's a good question because I think the universe might be prompting you to make the first connection. It could just be, hi, how are you? Thinking about you, hope all is well. And that's just a feeler to say, I'm open. He might be a little hesitant to connect sometimes. You know, the other side might feel they don't want to intrude. And why are they showing me the Caribbean? Does someone have a connection to that part of the world? Is somebody going there or coming from there?
Well, I'm West Indian. I'm Jamaican, but I don't know about him in the Caribbean.
All right. Well, you have a connection. I think Jamaica's in the Caribbean, so that's your ethnic background. And I'm going to say take a chance. And are there any people that you know that know him? Do you have some mutual connections at all? All right. So this is one-on-one. All right. I would just, you know, send a little note, and you might ask the universe to open up the vibration to bring him back. Was this a romantic connection of long duration?
Yeah, we fell.
All right, well, that doesn't mean that it won't happen again. Sometimes when you let something go and it comes back to you, it means that it just needed a little time and energy to grow and develop. So I would say, you know, over the summer, I would try to send something very noncommittal, just hi, thinking of you, how are you? And why did they say the name John or Jonathan? Do you have anybody with that name around you right now?
No.
Well, listen for that. What do you do for work?
I work in a pharmacy. I'm a pharmacy tech.
All right. Well, I'm hearing the name John, Jonathan. It could be in your work venue. But I would take a chance. I would just say, you know what? I've been dreaming about him. The universe is giving me vibrations for him. And I would send him a little, hello, how are you? What's going on? And let us know what comes true. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
You too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your call. We're here with Linnea Starr, and Linnea is here every Monday and Thursday here on Journey into the Light at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you'd like a private reading with Linnea, her contact information is listed on the show page, LinneaStarr.com. Let's go to Ohio, area code 614. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my first name is Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Good.
Happy summer.
How are you?
Good, thank you. And are you near Toledo, Ohio at all?
It's about 2 hours away.
All right, they're just showing me Toledo. And what question do you have that you would like, you know,
I've been looking really hard for a new job. I mean, I know I've put out 100 applications. I want to know if you see me stumbling on to a new career soon. I'm starting to get a little frustrated.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're showing me October, the beginning of October. Do you happen to have a connection? Is that a birthday, anniversary, a passing? Do you have anything in October at all?
Yeah, I do have a connection to October.
All right, well, they're telling me by the end of September, the beginning of October, you could be in a full-time position. And I have a woman speaking to me from the other side. Are your grandmothers still here? Did you know your wonderful nanas? Are they still on the earth plane?
No, I just lost my last one a little over a year ago.
And I'm sorry. I think that might be her. I'm very sorry for your loss. How old was the lovely lady?
Almost 95.
How beautiful. And she's singing me the song, We're Off to See the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. She's showing me the yellow brick road. And to me, that would be success. And, you know, it is a children's movie. But she says, in some capacity, she's trying to help you from the other side. Were you very close to her?
Very, very, very close.
All right. She said there's still a strong connection there. And she keeps showing me the cardinal bird. Have you noticed any kind of connection with red cardinal birds in your area lately? Because the cardinal is a very spiritual
absolutely.
Bird.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's
her. All right. In fact, if you can take a picture with your cell phone, she said you're going to be inundated with cardinals kind of coming into your area, and that's her. And she's telling me, why does she show me braided hair? She's showing me long braided hair. Did somebody have long braids around her? Do you know?
Not that I know of.
I think it might be her as a child. She said, show the picture with the braided hair. And she keeps showing me a bunch of dolls. There's all kinds of dolls. She's singing Hello, Dolly. Do you have a doll collection? Do you have a doll that's connected to her at all?
She gave me a doll that I still have as a child.
All right. All right. So that's the Hello, Dolly. So you still have that important connection. And she says, Christopher, Kristen, Christine. Do you have anybody with that name in your life right now?
I have a niece by the name of Kirsten.
All right. Is that a great-grandchild to her?
It is a great-grandchild to her.
All right. How old is the lovely great-granddaughter?
I'm going to say 23 or 24.
All right. There could be news of romance. You know, that is the age that some people meet their soulmate. So she's kind of smiling and saying two big things are going to happen between now and October. You find your venue. She's helping you. And also the lovely girl. There could be some connection. Is she in a relationship right now?
She is.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it could be news of a promise ring. You know, when you get the promise ring, it means that they promised the lovely girl a beautiful life. And that's the precursor to the engagement ring. And your grandmother keeps showing me a ruby. Does someone have a ruby ring connecting to your grandmother? Do you know?
Ruby.
July. So there could be a wedding next year. If she's showing me a gemstone like that around the young girl. And she's singing happy birthday. Who has a birthday quite close to your family right now?
Okay, this is the month of July. My mom just had a birthday.
All right, is this her mother? Is this your
grandmother? It would be her mother-in-law.
That's all right. She's got a birthday cake. She says happy birthday. And she keeps showing me a blue dress. She said, show the blue dress. So is there something, did she wear it to something special? She said it was a very important occasion. She has a blue dress on. She's kind of pointing that out to me. Do you have a picture of her in a blue dress? Is there an event that
she
went to that you can remember?
She was buried in a lovely, lovely blue suit.
Okay, that's it. All right, that's it, because she's kind of preening in front of me. Very, very lady, a very gentle lady that I'm picking up, and I smell lavender. She's, you know, standing there, and I see the blue outfit, and she says, whenever you smell lavender, whether you're near the lavender or you're not, she said that's her way of trying to get your attention. She says the lavender, and they do that. They'll sometimes send us aromas, and we're not near that particular aroma, and she's showing me her cross. Was she a spiritual lady?
In a way, yes.
All right, well, so the cross to me would just mean she crossed over. And did she have a Christmas tree? Was she a Christian person?
Yes.
All right, well, to me, the cross symbol means that she followed her faith. And she said, tell them I'm fine. I made it to the other side. And why does she say Matthew? Does someone have the name Matthew around you?
Don't know of that name. That one's not hitting home for me.
That's all right. That's a baby that's coming. She said there'll be a new baby within your family tree. Could be someone close to you. and I hear it down the road. I hear the name Matthew, which is, you know, a gift, it means a gift from God. So she said she's finding a job with you to help you. She said, remember me in blue. Blue is also heaven. And she just sent you her love. So I will leave you with her blessing.
Thank you so very much.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care.
Alrighty, thanks for your call. Many blessings to you. And we don't have time for any more calls, but Linnea, thanks for a beautiful show, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll see you Monday.
Talk to you Monday.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And for folks who didn't get on here tonight, please call in at, in 1 hour from now, okay, Kathleen? Sorry I didn't get you in, but call in 1 hour from now and I'll get you in, okay? We'll start back then. We'll have a whole group of shows, a lot of great guests. Taking your calls, psychic mediums. So we'll see everybody in 1 hour. Thank you, everybody. Many blessings. Much love for me.